Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and we got Larry on his mountaintop, and this is going to be a quick update on a lot of news that's going on, especially in Israel. And I was just listening to one of the guys over there in Israel who's calling this shoot down of a Russian-made, probably Iranian fighter pilot, would I guess, because it came out of an Iranian airport that's in Syria. Hi, Larry. What's the latest on this uptick? And I really do believe this is an uptick.
Oh, absolutely. The latest on it is the fact that most recently two missiles were fired from Syria towards the Golan Heights. At that point, the IDF fired two anti-missile interceptors, and one didn't impact and destroyed itself, and the other one fell in Syria. And then sometime later, the IDF picked up a Russian Sukhoi fighter jet, lifted off from the Iranian located base within Syria, and it crossed the Jordan Valley and was shot down by the IDF as it approached the Golan. It fell, across into the Golan. And the latest reports, which they've kind of blacked out, was that they found the debris of the plane and also said one of the pilots was dead. Now, they didn't say there was a second pilot, but when you say one of the pilots was dead, that indicates there might be two pilots. And so we don't know. They're not releasing nationality of the pilot. It could be Russian. It could be Iranian, probably Iranian, but it could be Syrian. You know, you just really don't know at this point. But one of the indicators of a possible mistake was that one of the missiles, the interceptor missile from David Sling that was fired at the two incoming Syrian missiles, did not self-detonate and thereby was not destroyed. It fell in Syria. And the latest report was that apparently it's fallen into Russian and Iranian hands. Now, this is a bad sign, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion on it because of the fact that's one of the, super missiles that Israel is using to stop incoming missiles. This gives into Russian and Iranian hands the technology used by Israel to destroy Iranian missiles. So this is not a good sign, and this also links into American missiles.
Well, this is very, very interesting in view of the fact that they also, Iran, got a hold of one of our drones. And obviously they can rapidly backwards engineer and they can find out ways to circumvent the technology that's embedded. And then we had, of course, China, who we get a lot of our computer high-tech stuff from that's in our military use. China's a sworn enemy. Russia's a sworn enemy. In fact, essentially right now, the entire world's basically a sworn enemy. So, yeah, we're in a lot of trouble. And it's coming right at about the correct time for all of this. I was reading an article here, and it's kind of interesting. It's about the signs. Everywhere a sign is the title of it. But what's interesting about it is the state law that was enacted on July 19th, right around 3 in the morning, Israeli time. The media likened the law's unexpected significance and late-night passage as a thief in the night. Now, isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Calling it a thief in the night. And here we are on the brink. We don't know how Israel's going to respond to that jet that came into their airspace. Are they surmising? Have you heard anything about whether they're surmising this was an Iranian pilot or even possibly a Russian pilot? Or are they ever going to be able to find out?
I don't know if we'll ever really know. That's blacked out now, and what little I obtained was all there was, and very quiet at the moment.
Wow. Okay, so Israel passes this law, which is some people are saying is just as significant as 1948. We're at the 70th year of Israel's 1948 May 14th. We're in the 70th year of that. 70 has a tremendous significance. Here's another little bit. Now, I didn't realize this, and I don't know how you would vet it. 2 days later, after they did the thing on the 19th, July 21st, which was the 9th of Av, called the darkest day in Jewish history, when both ancient temples were destroyed and Jews were expelled from various countries in Europe. On this day, a new all-time record number of Jews ascended to the Temple Mount. 1,440. Now, isn't that an interesting number? 1,440 times 100, 144,000.
Wow.
So something is going on that people are just really totally unaware of. You know, we've had all these signs coming and going. And then we have, you know, all this business with Trump. What's the latest on the attempt to try and get rid of Trump?
Well, the latest very interesting report, and we talked about it on Augusto's show today, was the Matt Drudge article where Matt was warning, and I'll read just the headline. It said, Matt Drudge warns the left's continued fetish for Trump's physical harm or death is absolutely stunning, and mainstream news won't cover it. So that's, I think that's one of the, if you will, a clue to where this may be directed.
Well, here's something. Google, there's been a couple of articles published on it. Google evidently ran something. Google translates bizarre doomsday warning. This was published on July 23rd. Kind of interesting. It says fears of an imminent apocalypse have been sparked by a mysterious warning for Google Translate. The language translation app is telling users that we're approaching the end of times. No one's quite sure why. Typing the word dog into Google Translate and translating from, Yoruba, a West African language, to English, spits out the exact same word, dog. Type dog 22 times in a row, and a sinister message appears. Doomsday clock, 3:12, it begins. We are experiencing characters and dramatic developments in the world, which indicates that we are increasingly approaching the end times and Jesus' return. The bizarre message was first discovered by users of Reddit, several of whom simply described it as creepy. Now, the other thing is, if you type in a little different, I guess it comes up with the rise of Antichrist instead. Isn't that interesting?
Wow, Stuart. So that sounds like Yeah, that sounds like an incredibly cryptic message or warning. And what's interesting, who would have thought you would ever read that on Google?
Yeah, because Google really is all about Antichrist. There's no question about it, and the times of the end and all of that sort of thing. We've known that, I guess, for some time. But this is kind of weird to me. And when you combine that with what's going on in Israel, the passage of that making Israel the state and all that, and with all of the timelines we have, and then have you heard anything about the sun? I know they were talking about a great big corona hole is developing. Have you heard any more about that one?
The only thing I've been following is that the coronal hole is open. We're being hit with the stream, and the UV seems to be really, really high at the present time.
Yes, it is. It's high all over the United States. People really aren't paying much attention to it, but you should, because it burns you. Not only can you get a sunburn, a lot of people don't burn very easily, but what it does, it goes down below, according to the EPA, and burns dermal areas. And anyway, here's another one before we have to close. Terror-struck Russian natives cry to God as sun goes dark in the middle of the day. It went dark for exactly 3 hours. Now, they're laying the blame on huge forest fires that are taking place over there. So, kind of interesting, all of this. What else you got? We probably have to come back to talk about Barry's Bible code, but maybe you could rush the words through. Give people something to think about.
Very interesting. I just wanted to piece in the fact that watching some Google, or not Google, but YouTube reports lately, there's a lot of dust in America now that has came from Africa, and it came right up across the Gulf of Mexico and across where I'm at, and I guess it's moving up your way. So there's a lot of dust in the air.
Yes, and nobody knows what's in it either, for sure. And who knows what they're doing with the chemtrailing. And Barry's got a new code up, which has a very strange thing about Obama. I'm a firm believer that Obama's going to return. A lot of people think that's nuts, but it's kind of interesting that's he shows up in the Bible code along with Mars. Has he done any more on it that you know about?
No, that hadn't been released yet.
Well, that's kind of interesting that he's doing all this good work. But we got all kinds of clues now about Obama returning. And we know about, there's when I did that research on Tithonia, there's no question that we, and by the way, we have that up, everybody, for YouTube. It's on Angel Fall 923. And it's really going to be fascinating to watch it, because I think it proves conclusively not only are we on Mars, but ancient civilizations were also on Mars. And it's all part of the Alternative 3 and backside of the moon. Mars, and who knows where else we are with their anti-gravity TR-3Bs. They can go about anywhere they want, according to Stephen Greer. Anything else you got, Larry?
Well, I was just wondering if you've got any new data on the 27th, the moon, Mars.
Not anymore, but when you take the blood-red moon over Jerusalem, when you take the closest approach to Mars, when you couple in Tubiav and some of the numbers that go into that, you got a problem. And I don't know whether it's just symbolic of something that's coming, or it may be they're taking of the bride of Christ. You know, he said he's going to come at a time when nobody expects it. And we just don't know. The word delay is written in the scripture. So it is a heads up. And the way things are going in Israel, I would expect this is going to be major trouble from here on out. It may go down and it may come up. But anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll try and get back on. I don't know if I can do it Wednesday or not. We got a lot going on here. Anyway, good night. Take it easy.